Let's take you to Canberra now. Paul Bongiorno is standing by in our Parliament House studios. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Andrew Broad has quit the front bench. Still, though, this appears pretty problematic for the government. Was the Prime Minister kept in the dark? Was the Nationals leader up front about what he knew? And when are these actually important questions that were raised just then by the Shadow Treasurer?
Well, look, it's always problematic when private lives intersect with public duty. What we do know, and there's a very good piece of journalism in the New Daily today by Samantha Maiden, who's the only one to have actually spoken to Andrew Broad. Now, Broad told the New Daily that that it was an electorate trip that he was on. He went up to some sort of expo or forum called the Asian Fruit Logistica. We do know from the new day, the new idea that was proposed to go on up there was pretty fruity, but in normal circumstances would be a private matter. What we also know from the discussion that Mr. Broad had with the New Daily is that he had taxpayers pay his flight from Mildura to Melbourne, but he claims that he paid for his international flight up to Hong Kong. We also know from the new idea that the woman in question was told that Mr. Broad was now very important because he was in the ministry and he was up there on official business. So we do need some clarification about this. We then come back to the other matter that Mr. Broad in particular, but the National Party is a family values party. We also know that the Prime Minister is a family values Prime Minister. Now, Mr. Broad in his conversation with the online news site says that that we're all flawed and the government is run by flawed individuals, and no doubt Mr. Broad, who's a very strong Christian, would believe that God will forgive him. The big question is, will the voters of Melli forgive him?
I suppose, though, it is with a fair degree of discomfort that many of us read the details of this stuff, and it is clearly a personal matter for him and his family.
But there is another aspect to this as well.
Why exactly has he resigned?
Well, look, there is another aspect to this as well. We learnt from the reporting today that the woman, he alleges the woman asked for $8,000 in payment. Now, was this payment for favours? They deny that there was any sexual favour, although the woman told the new idea that Mr. Broad was setting her up for sex.
Wait a minute.
Was this $8,000 bribing or extorting or threatening to extort a government minister or assistant minister? That's when we get into the public area.
All right. The government...
And by the way, the AFP have investigated this and they say Australian crime has been committed.
All right. The government wanted the day yesterday to be about bringing home the bacon, the first budget surplus, or at least pointing to the first budget surplus in more than a decade. This obviously means something in the order of $10 billion worth of money for tax cuts and some other spending commitments. Yep. Mm-hmm. Is there enough there, do you think, for the government to really make some big offers to voters ahead of the election?
Well, I'm sure there are, but governments in trouble have tried this before. You just have to think of the Howard Costello government in very crude political terms was seen to be trying to stave off defeat or by the 2007 election. It sort of failed. One of the good things about our system is that governments can try to impress especially marginal seats by throwing thousands or millions of dollars at them, but you can take the money and still vote the other way. And if you can believe the opinion polls, that's what the voters at this point of time seem to be wanting to do in droves.
Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much.
Thank you, Hamish. Goodbye.
And have a great Christmas, Bongiorno.
By the way, I'd like to thank you and I'd like to thank the listeners of RN for the year and wish them a terrific summer break.
To you as well.